All right, where do you go from here?
Home.
For how long, and then what?
And
by the way, I should be shaved.
Yep, I did. It's a good observation.
Well, it doesn't look like you shaved, but like.
I did. I shaved last night, and it grew back.
That's from last night?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I think, met a little bit with Ole this morning, and I'm coming back in tomorrow morning to meet with him, and we'll develop, you know, a plan and kind of, outline of what we want to do as far as, you know, physical stuff, you know, with the receivers and skill position stuff, and then obviously what we can do within the rules and all that stuff to try and continue to learn and get better and kind of progress and grow as an offense.
Last year you did so much honing, tweaking this, that, and the other with mechanics. Do you expect any of that? Are you going to go meet with Tom House again, or do you try to take more of an off-season?
Yeah, definitely a little bit. I'll go out there for sure, try and figure out this schedule here first, and then work in the California stuff around that and going to see Tom and those guys out there. So that'll all be, you know, part of what me and Ole discuss and come up with tomorrow and kind of how that schedule works.
Go ahead.
I was just going to not near as much time out there.
Do you think in the second year with Greg you can sort of dictate more when a defense lines up? You'll have a better understanding of, okay, this is what I can check to. And
right, yeah, I think so, definitely. I think, you know, the more or the longer you're in the system, the more comfortable you are in it. And the more you can do with it, I think, you know, it's kind of this year we're worried about our offense and learning and, kind of having an understanding of what we're supposed to as an individual be doing. And obviously as a quarterback, you try and manage everybody in every position, on your side of the ball. But, you know, I think the longer you're in it and the better you have an understanding of it, the more that allows you to understand what's going on the defensive side of the ball and how to attack, them. So I think, you know, when you know it like the back of your hand, then you can kind of worry about the defense and try to get the offense in the right play.
Watching San Diego here, and Phillip Rivers just standing at the line and just making checks and adjusting alignments and getting the matches he wanted, especially at the goal line.
Yeah.
Were you looking at that in the sideline and things like, man, I can't wait to lie?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you watch any of those older guys that have been around a long time or been in the system for, you know, quite some time, that's what they do. You see a lot of no-huddle stuff. You see a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage. So, obviously, that's, you know, I think where we want to go, to be able to run it at the line of scrimmage, because, you know, then you can get yourself into the right stuff and you're never really running any dead plays. So I think that's definitely the goal and somewhere we want to be, you know, in the future.
Hearn said that a lot of you guys are going to stick around in the offseason in Jacksonville. Is part of talking with Olsen about the planning, is that what you guys are planning for how you guys would handle that grouping and practice?
Right. Yeah, I think definitely. I think it's really good because most of those guys, they enjoy being here. You know, they like working out at the facility and, you know, whatever the rules are, if we can throw here, we have to go to Bishop Kenny or whatever to throw. I think it's easy because everybody, you know, has a place to live here. You know, we're kind of close to each other and have a neutral location to meet here and work out together and lift and, you know, continue to watch film on our own and do all that stuff. So I think that makes it a lot easier than trying to organize something for a week in a different state. So I think that's really cool, and I think that'll be really good for us this offseason to get as many of those guys here as we can.
I guess feel a completion percentage, getting that up. I've thought that all year. Olsen has too. What do you do in the offseason? That's more work and accuracy, fine-tuning fundamentals?
No, I think a lot of it's decision-making. Nate kind of has this equation that he goes by. You know, it's broken into completions, down the field, and shots. And you should be 80, 60, 40 as the completion percentage within those categories. So I think it's definitely more decision-making than it is anything physical. And kind of taking, you know, the cliche saying of taking what the defense gives you, but doing stuff like that and understanding, I think, you know, which will come, why is, you know, Ole calling this play? Is he calling it to get a completion? Is he calling this to take a shot down the field? So I think kind of developing a better understanding of that, you know, and I think that'll be huge this offseason.
If you lead the league in 20-plus yard completions, though, how high can that completion percentage go up?
Right. You know, I think I think there's a good and a bad to that. Obviously, it's good because you're creating explosive plays, but it's bad, you know, in a sense that I think you're taking a lot of those shots, and that's probably where a lot of incompletions are coming as well. And there's nothing wrong with taking those shots, you know, kind of like I said, as long as you can calculate it, you know, when is this play being called to take that shot and, you know, having a reason for doing so.
Last
Did you say anything yesterday after the game or on the way back to Luke Jokel or anybody on the offensive line? Obviously, very tough day for those guys. But is there anything as a quarterback you can say to kind of, because you know they feel bad and you know the fans are going to get on them as
right.
well.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a tough day. And Houston is by far, I think, you know, one of the best, you know, front seven, really. Their defensive line is very talented. And I think, you know, J.J. Watt's one of the best in the league. And, you know, I think it was, you know, like we said early in the week, a good measuring stick to see how we did. And obviously we didn't play well, and they did. But, you know, I think it was good to see that. You know, it was good. You don't ever want to have to go through that and experience that, you know, as an offense. But I think it was good to see, okay, you know, this is what we're going to have to block for, you know, twice a year every year. So I think, you know, give guys a little extra motivation or something to do, you know, to get better in the offseason.
So did you specifically say anything to them to kind of pick them up?
Yeah. It was all encouragement. I mean, you can't really get mad at a guy for not being able to block J.J. Watt one-on-one. There's not a whole lot of guys in the NFL that can do it, if any. So it's tough. And, I mean, to make it even harder, they got, you know, Whitney Merciless on the other side, who's a pretty good player, and Connie didn't even play. Yeah, it's hard because, I mean, 59 on the other side's almost just as good, and then they got a guy that's pretty good, too, that hasn't dressed out against us twice all year, either time. So, you know, I think it's good because we do play them twice a year, and they're in our division, so we'll be able to spend some time and come up with some stuff.
How much is it of ease on you mentally this offseason going in? You don't have to worry about learning a new offense. You don't have to worry about fixing some fundamentals.
Right. Yeah, huge. You know, and I think as well, you go into your first off season, and you have no idea what it's like. You've never had one. You know, in college, there's no off season. You work out with the team, you know, year round in the summer and winter, or summer and spring. So you kind of go into it blind and you know, try and figure out a routine. So I think doing that last year and finding some stuff that I like, some stuff I didn't like, you know, will definitely help out this year. But I think, you know, to be able to have the stability with Ole and Hackett and our unit, I think is huge for, you know, not only me but everybody.
Is it a natural progression for you to take even more ownership of this team now? Young kid, but 2 years in now and as the season's progressed.
Right, I think so. Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that's part of playing quarterback, and I think that's part of every good, successful team is usually the quarterback is a leader, you know, both vocally and through actions. And I think that's definitely an area that, you know, I need to continue to get better at.
But a really strong season for Allen Robinson, but he doesn't seem especially satisfied by his season when you talk to him. Does that kind of just give you confidence that, you know, going into next year, the following year, that sort of thing, that, you know, you could have some really big seasons,
right,
you know, ahead as well?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think it speaks to his attitude and mentality, how much of a team guy he is, right? He obviously doesn't feel that he's at his ceiling and he can get better. But, you know, I think a part of that is also he's upset that we didn't have the results that we wanted, you know, kind of as are the rest of us. But, you know, I think that whole wide receiver group kind of has that mindset of, you know, I can always do better and we can always do better as a group and as a team. You know, so I think it's really good. And, you know, I think one thing is, you know, that we have 35 passing touchdowns this year. And I think a lot of it had to do with our scheme and what we did in the red zone, and we had big plays. And, I mean, there's a chance that, you know, I could never throw for 35 touchdowns in a season again and have way better years than this year. And I think that's the same with Allen. I think, you know, he put up ridiculous stats this year, and he could have years where he doesn't put up those numbers, but he has way better years. So I think it's kind of a tricky thing to deal with when you put up numbers like that.
I know you have no control over it, but how much would you want Chad back, just for you mentally in the room and all that other stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, huge. He's become a really good friend. He's really good for me, and, you know, on the field and off the field. I've learned a ton from him, you know, both as a football player and as a man, and have really, you know, cherished the relationship that we've had and the things we've done. You know, that's obviously up to Gus and Dave and everybody. But yeah, I'd love to have him back for sure.
How big of a role has Mercedes Lewis been? A role player has Mercedes Lewis played for you this season?
He's been huge, and he does a lot of things that, you know, nobody really notices. He doesn't get a whole lot of targets or anything like that, but, I mean, we believe he's the best blocking tight end in the league and, you know, utilize him as such. I mean, I mean, there's times where we put him one-on-one with J.J. Watt and do stuff like that. So we have a lot of confidence in his blocking abilities, and he's also able to do stuff down the field, you know, making plays. Obviously, had a big one yesterday, and has done that, you know, kind of throughout the year and throughout his career. So he's been a special player, and I thought did a really good job this year, you know, kind of with a little bit of a change in his role, bringing in Julius, handled it unbelievably, you know, just like you would ask any, you know, professional football player to do. He did an unbelievable job at that.
One thing fans keep banging their head against the wall about when it comes to you are the pick sixes. Obviously, you're not happy about them either, I'm sure, but is there a common denominator to them? I mean, how is that something that you can improve on in the course of the year?
Yeah, well, I mean, I try and just get a couple tackles a year, so just to get on the stat sheet. But, yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't really know how to describe it. I think it's – I don't know if it's unlucky or – I know Schaub had, like, that bad streak in Houston or whatever. I guess it's unlucky. I don't know. Interceptions are bad no matter how you throw them or draw them up. You know, a lot of it was decision making. Talked about it with Hackett this morning. You know, it'll be good to watch, you know, all the interceptions and how, you know, obviously there's plays where the defender just made a good play and picked it off. That's going to happen. But there's a lot of them that were either forced or, you know, easily kind of you could take those away. So I think continuing to do that. But the pick six thing, I don't know. Hopefully they start dropping them or something.
Is your stat line kind of like the only impetus you really need because you set all these franchise records, but you also leave the league in picks?
Right, yeah. Breaking records. Good or bad, whatever.
Last one goes.
With Julius, you said, you know, when he got hurt, it was going to be hard to get back in a swing with him. How much did that ever get accomplished, and where can you guys go in year two together?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things. I thought he did a lot of good things and, you know, really got better and grew in the offense, you know, some different things than he did Denver. So I think we'll continue to get better, continue to work together and find, you know, what he really enjoys doing and what he does well and kind of, you know, utilize those areas. So I think, you know, there's definitely a lot of room to the ceiling for sure with him.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you.